Alec, it's all about Leinster yesterday, European Champions Cup. They were firm favourites, expected to win against Racing 92. They did win, not a spectacular match, but one that was intriguing up to the last minute.
Well, what can you say about it? Because, I mean, the whole thing started in the warm-up where Dan Carter wasn't able to make it. And then Pat Lambie, he came on as the out half, and his first break he made, he was injured as well. Their second rate scrum half was playing, but his first kick to touch with the left foot. Let us see what talent they've got, and I mean, he was absolutely outstanding for that. But I mean, it was one of those games you kept thinking about, are they going to build up another phase like Ireland had done against France for that final drop goal? And unfortunately, the right half just couldn't put it over between the posts when he really should have to take it the extra time, which would be very interesting. But overall, not one of Leinster's greatest performances, Miles, but there again, they've got a winning mentality, and that's what counts.
Yeah, I suppose you could say Racing had their homework done, and they didn't allow Leinster play as they did against Scarlets. You know, open controlled rugby. They just couldn't get going in the same method as they were against Scarlets. The weather was a factor as well.
The weather was a factor. You didn't really see it so much at times, but apparently when you read the reports today, I mean, it was quite heavy rain. It's hard to know how much of that stadium was actually enclosed, but obviously it had an effect, and the pitch was very, very slippy, which you saw with both the two place kickers at times. They really struggled with their left foot when they were kicking. But the thing was that, you know, Racing's attack yesterday, or their defensive sort of defensive attack, and it was interesting to listen to on the TV about it. I mean, Ronan O'Gara, as we know, was there up until last year. He's now gone to Crusaders. And apparently they gave him a lot of credit for this first-up defence. And I don't think I've seen a Leinster team put under so much pressure or hit as hard, and especially at the breakdown, which is normally their forte. I mean, they were struggling to get a quick ball. And, that was one of the reasons that if they wanted to play that open, expansive game that they liked, they just couldn't do it because Sexton was getting the ball in the back foot. And the defence was right up, so I mean, there was, apart from Lambie's line break when he got injured, and maybe once in the second half, it was a game that had no line breaks. It was a physical game up front, and penalties really decided the game at the end of it.
That's Leinster's fourth title. They now join Toulouse as the only two teams to win four titles. Very young team at the moment. A couple, I suppose, of veterans in Asewa in particular. But they could go on to win a reasonable number, if you would think, at this stage.
Well, I mean, when you look at who got the man of the match, James Ryan, 21. Yeah. 21 games between Leinster and Ireland, never lost. I mean, it's a pipe dream, or it's a dream for any guy. When you look at Dan Leamy, who, as I said, I said, do you mind, remember a couple of years ago, watch this guy, because he is something else. Mm-hmm. And when you watch him being interviewed after the game, I mean, he's not the biggest of guys, but by God, he puts his 15 half stone or whatever it is, really puts it around. But they've got players in every position, and the only worry, Miles, I suppose from Leinster's point of view, and again from Ireland's point of view, is that I doubt if Johnny Sexton will play next week in the playoffs. For the Pro 14, because Sexton yesterday, when you look at it, you had to think he should have been off, because he did not look well, pouring water over your head and things like that there. And hopefully that if that's the case, that he just takes a break now completely, because Ireland need him next year in the World Cup. And if he gets a few more bangs, we've seen so many players medically now have been told, please don't play anymore, and that's not something that we want.
It's not. The reason I understand, reading this morning, that he didn't take the other penalties towards the end was because he received a twinge of his groin when he kicked and slipped that time.
Well, that could be the case, but I mean, as you know, he did take a few bangs, and I mean, you could see that he didn't look to be in that way, but hopefully that is the case. But I mean, but it was good to see Robbie Henshaw back, you know. I mean, after that awful shoulder injury that he got, he playing well. But and neither him nor Ringrose, but I mean, in the centre of the field, it was just real, hit as hard as you could. And I mean, there was very, very little played. But you know, it was great to see the likes of Devin Toner. I thought Devin Toner had a very good game yesterday. I mean, he's been under a lot of pressure. There's James Ryan coming around. I mean, obviously he was up against an old adversary and Donald Ryan as well. And, you know, that's who, unfortunately, will be very disappointed. But, you know, that's an over now, Miles. I'm sure they've had a great celebration coming home to playing. But the Munster Leinster game next week at the RDS, again, it's going to be another major game. And I suppose there's the two playoffs this next weekend. I'm going up to do the game for Highland on the Sunday, the Ospreys against Ulster. I mean, Ulster's season has been a disaster from Christmas. I mean, both, you know, we all know that they haven't played well since Christmas. We all know what's happened off the field as well, which doesn't have to be discussed. But, I mean, they have an opportunity now, which they thought maybe they wouldn't have, to beat the Ospreys and get into the Champions Cup. But, again, I know Alan Clark, who was a coach in Ulster for quite a while, he's now been elevated to the coach for the Ospreys for the next 3 years. And they're not going to come over here to give it away. So Ulster have a major game next year. Should they lose that one, well, they're into the Challenge Cup. But they have got a great momentum at the moment to say, right, we won that game, we won it by a point, and we're in the Champions Cup next year.